and welcome to the IT Decision Start the Week podcast for the week of 18th of April 2011. I'm Angelica Mari from IT Decisions. In this podcast, you'll hear a summary of the main news of the Brazilian IT world in the last 7 days and the news agenda for the week ahead. On last week's news, President Dilma Rousseff visited China on a mission focused on trade. There were some highlights around that visit, which are quite significant from a technology perspective. Telecoms firm ZTE said they will invest $350 million in an R&D center in Hortolândia, in the state of São Paulo. However, the main headline around tech investment generated during President Rousseff's visit to China was the news that Apple manufacturer Foxconn will invest $18 million in a new factory in Brazil. To read a series of analysts' analysis and comment around the Brazilian trade mission to China, please check our website on itdex.com. Also last week, Brazil has made a small advance in terms of ICT use in the digital economy, according to a report released by the World Economic Forum last week. The index, which looked at 136 countries, placed Brazil in the 56th position. Last year, Brazil was in the 61st country in the list. The top of the ranking was occupied by Sweden, Singapore and Finland. Also last week, IT Decisions visited South Africa in a trip organised by the government. This was intended as an opportunity to look into the country's potential as an IT and services hub. Our CEO Mark Hillary was one of the analysts present at the trip, which included representatives from Gartner, Ovum and Forrester Research. Hi Mark, tell us about what you've seen in South Africa.
Well, the South Africans are really focused very much on business processes. So they see, rather than developing a very strong IT service sector itself, what they're focused is on the kind of the BPO work that's underpinned by IT. They are growing. They're still a fairly small export market. It's much, much bigger serving the domestic market there. There's a massive opportunity for them in places like Africa generally, because South Africa is about a quarter of the entire GDP of the entire continent. So clearly it's a very well-developed sector there. But the biggest problem they have is finding people to go into the industry. There's just not enough people coming through the education system.
So a lot of similarities there with the Brazil's IT industry.
Yeah, there's lots of similarities that you can see. It's not on the same scale as Brazil and not with the same kind of IT focus. But certainly there's similar problems and similar sorts of approaches to that.
Okay. This week will be a little quieter due to the Easter holidays commencing on Friday and also due to the Tiradentes bank holiday here in Brazil, which is on Thursday 21st. However, we will continue to provide information that matters to decision makers in IT. This will include an analysis on the tablet market in Brazil and an exclusive Q&A with the CIO at chemicals giant Rodia about why they chose Brazil for their core IT operations. This week will be further news around the government's attempts to contain the valuation of the real and a decision around the legal battle staged by workers' union SINPD and employers' union CIPROSP for better pay and benefits is also expected for the next few days. That's it for this podcast. For more news and analysis and comment on Brazil IT, please see itdex.com. Thanks for listening. Goodbye for now.